Thank you all for joining the Latin Generation Panel Call on the 26th of March, 2020. In the call, we have Mariana, Michael, Bill, Dennis, Hassem, Max, Michael, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay, we have a few things to discuss today. Let's try to do as much as it is possible. Michael made test labels for those two characters from Greek and Latin script, but he also made some comments in this letter, and I'm not sure what should be done with these comments. I just wanted to discuss with you and to make some conclusion. Michael, will you try to explain what is the problem with the other characters you mentioned in this mail? What should be done, let's say?
I don't remember mentioning any problem. Could you tell me what kind of issue you see with the test labels?
No, test labels, I think they are okay, but you mentioned that something else should be done. Not just the test labels for these two letters, but something. Pitinan, could you find the maybe I understood something wrong, but I
I'm
thought.
looking for my email right now to see what I wrote to.
Yeah.
Picking already has it. Thanks.
Yeah, we have test labels here, but at the end, in addition to these two code points, you said something.
Yeah, I just listed a couple of code points which were already considered variant from my understanding in the first round because we had several rounds on establishing what's a variant, what not. I
Okay.
wasn't able to find the definite resource. And then I said any permutation of those two, that is the two A looking like characters with those characters would be valid examples. And I gave two. So there is no problem from my point of view unless anyone thinks that sorry, anyone thinks that these characters are not these labels are not sufficient. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michael, because I didn't understand well what is the problem. So I wanted to put it on the with to ask everyone to look at it. Bill has something to say. Please, Bill, go on.
Yes, I would note in passing that when we were looking at the case of F and F with hook, the IP said that it would, I think they would prefer that we simply say in italics, the F looks like an F with a hook. And it occurs to me that we might say something similar here. If you take an A in italics, it looks like an alpha. And that might make an example that the IP would be happier with. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. So, any other comments about this? No. So it seems what should be done in the future? Those labels you provided should be put in the test label data set. Is it the right way?
I think so, unless anyone objects.
Okay. So now I just wanted to clear up in my mind what should be done with all this data. Sorry for this. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bill. Pitina, let's see what is the next point in our agenda. I think it is the data set. We have missing some analysis, but Hazem sent his analysis today. I don't see. Hazem and Bill, sorry, I didn't check before the beginning of this meeting, of this call. I didn't check. So we have Hazem, we have Bill, we are missing only Michael.
You're missing me.
Yeah.
I'll try to get it done soon. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to mention it. It is, we are just passing through. Okay, after that we shall have all this analysis for underlining cases, and next time we shall decide what to do with this. Thank you, Michael, for this. Now I must thank again Dennis, although I have done it, in my previous mail. Dennis has provided the generic leaf analysis worksheet, and it is good to have a look of it at this moment, and that I hope you have you looked at it before this meeting, and if there is any comments or suggestions to be made, please do it now. Otherwise, we should we shall give our marks and finish again this generic glyphs cross-script analysis. I don't see any hands.
I have a question.
Yeah, please. Please, Michael, go on, and after that we have Bill. Michael, please go on.
Sorry, I forgot raising my hand. My understanding is that this list here should be based on letters which Bill, I think, prepared. I assume there would also be input from candidates listed by integration panel. I'm not sure if there are other things we should be looking at. So I don't remember doing a systematic review of other scripts for potential variant candidates, but we focused only on certain shapes like round shapes or long shapes. So I'm not sure if we ever had a definitive conclusion on the status of other shapes and other things. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
I'm not quite clear about what the IP specifically asked us for. In particular, depending on how I read their statement, they might be just asking us for what is here, which is the Latin letter compared to the letter in various other scripts, but it could also be read for us to look at all of these generic scripts. So for instance, we might need to look at the Lao letter compared to the Ethiopic letter, or, you know, things like that. Perhaps we could contact them and ask them whether they are expecting us to do everything or just the letters that involve the pairs that involve Latin letters. I just don't know which way they think they asked us to do it, and I think we should probably find out sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael, please.
Yeah, two points. First, I think I misunderstood and already thought this would have been the homework for today, so I already did this, but obviously it was not. And secondly, I think there's a small mistake in lines 10, 11, 12. If you could scroll up there, please, Peter. It says Latin small letter L, but the letters in the TLD look more like the Douglas I to me, and not like the L.
Sorry,
Michael, Michael, which row? 10, 11, 12?
Yes, exactly. It says we are comparing Latin small letter L with Aurea vowel sign R, but I think the letters in the TLD are not Latin small letter L. They look more like Latin small letter dotless I.
Oh, I understand. So we should check what characters are there. It might be an error, but it also that's good to check it. And I'll ask Dennis, or maybe I can check it. And if you mention anything, if you see similar things in this example, please put it on the, in email. People are doing the best they can. And you know, they can make mistakes, and that's good to find the mistake before we start working. So line 10, not Latin L, maybe Latin I with something, without something, okay. If you please look carefully in those examples, and if you mention anything similar, if you see anything similar, please give the feedback so we can correct the errors. Michael, please go on. You are the next in the row.
Regarding this case just raised by Michael, I think in earlier cases, we then decided to compare the code point to two ones. So for example, Latin small letter L versus Oriya vowel sign A, and Latin small dotless Latin letter dotless I versus Oriya vowel sign A. So we didn't just change the code point, but we just duplicated the set because it seems to be a matter of opinion. And secondly, I was going to say what also Dennis wrote in the chat box in regard to the comment by Bill that I do not think it is part of our mandate to analyze similarities in between other scripts. We are only supposed and mandated to analyze similarities or variants, to be more precise, in between Latin script and other scripts. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you. We can't do everything everywhere. I also think that we should do only comparing Latin script with the other scripts. We have Mats. Please, Mats, go on.
Yes, and I agree that if none of the letters are Latin script, it's out of our scope, so to say. I don't know if mandate or not, but out of scope for us. So I think we should insist on that it's out of scope.
Okay, thank you, Mats. So we shall do... I think we could, please check again all the code points provided here by Dennis. If you see anything, any particular errors, please put it in an email that we can change it. And Mats, do you want to say something else?
That is an old hand.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
take
you.
Take it down. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we can. I hope there is not a lot of rows. Please try to do it in your the most convenient way. So we shall have another analysis finished as soon as possible. Any other thoughts about this item? No, so thank you. Thank you up to now. So Pitinan, please, let's go on further by our agenda. And I discussed a little bit with Pitinan how to proceed with this Appendix D cases which are not resolved up to now. Michael made two sets of cases. This one are those were the reviewers, the where people didn't agree about combination being variant or not variant, and we decided to put all the data we have about a specific case and to discuss it one by one during our meeting. So for this round, we prepared for 7 cases, and it would be fantastic if we finish it today, but at least we think it is the right way to proceed to finalize all the analysis and after that to try to finalize our report. So I have to thank Bettinan again for her help, because she was preparing this material, and everything is there, as you can see. So we can start about the first case, which is Latin small letter F with Latin small letter F with hook. I must say that Bettinan told me that you have discussed this case during face-to-face meeting, and at only my vote is missing, although I somehow missed the whole notes from this meeting. So if it is the right way, or you have agreed to proceed, I am voting that these two characters should be variants, and now it is 5-2, as I can remember, so we can proclaim these two code points variants. Any other thoughts about this case? Dennis, please.
Thank you, Mirjana. If I may ask, what is your rationale to make them variants, just for the record?
Oh, I am looking I don't speak Swedish, but if I see in the in this example, which was provided by Mats, those two things, those two characters in the same article in the newspaper, I will use F with hook. I will read it as F, although it is F with the hook. I will think it is some kind, if I'm not so deeply involved in these characters and everything what we are doing last 4 years, I will say, yeah, that's somehow F with some ornaments on it, you see? And for me, the sense of the word, of everything I've seen, I see that those two Fs are different in shapes, but I will accept that the meaning of these two, that it is something which is the same. That's how I see this.
Thank you, Mirjana. I think we didn't do a good job in registering all the rationale motivations from one way or the other. I mean, yeah, one angle is the one of the visual similarity. The other angle is the cause that is put on the other language that uses F and F with a hook. Right. And I think that's one of the reasons Hatton and I voted for no, because it creates a blocks labels for that language. I think it's the Iwi language. Can't remember which one is it. But I just want to put it out there. So it's on record. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. Bill, please.
I don't see how it blocks that language particularly more than anything else. If somebody with that language wants to put in a TLD with an F with a hook, if that TLD with identically except for an F doesn't exist, they have no problem doing it, which is exactly the same case as we have with anything else that's a variant. So I don't see that those users are being particularly discriminated against. Thank you.
Any other opinions? We have to make somehow some decisions. We shall see the reaction of IP, if they could give us better reason not for those two letters not to be variants, we can accept it. But my opinion, and you know, I'm not very keen about variants at all. I'm not very happy with this. For me, they are the same. I will treat it as F with some ornaments on it, yeah. Okay, any other opinion about this case? So let's proceed to the second one. The second one is Latin small letter D with caron versus Latin small letter D with the hook. And we have here the screens from Wornmark IT. That's the same thing with L, with both diacritics. And at the end, we have some kind of analysis, which, at least for me, it doesn't help me to make any decision. So I think that those, we have to find a way through it, and I don't know how to proceed with this situation, in this situation. Any idea how to proceed with it? Because a lot of things are said here. Dennis, please go on.
Thank you, Mira Jean. Just a general question. This D with hook and other, I think there are other two letters with a hook that resemble the apostrophe. Mm-hmm. I think we do insist in keeping those in the repertoire. Is that correct, my understanding? Because I remember a discussion that was prompted by the IP because of the similarity with those diacritics with the apostrophe and, you know, the risk of confusion with marks. But I think we order for to press for inclusion and push IP to make a decision whether they ought to be in the MSR, I think, from the outset. And so we're going to press on including those, and therefore we have to have this discussion about variance. Is that correct? Just asking for my own benefit then.
Yeah, I think we had such kind of discussion before. I forgot it completely. But there are more people in the queue, so probably they will refresh our memory. We have Michael first and then Bill after that. So the question is hook against apostrophe. Yeah, so, please, Michael.
Thank you. So in regard to Dennis' question, I seem to remember that we had that discussion as you remember it in Brussels. So if IP thinks they are that confusable, they should have excluded them from MSR. That was our discussion. So I think these are still on the menu, so to say. And as a suggestion for how to resolve from these cases, I would suggest that we scroll up, we look at the screenshots where we can see what is highlighted as being confusable or not confusable. And then we take a 5 out of 7 vote, because this seems to be we take a vote, and if 5 out of 7 members at least think that these should be in a variant relationship, then I think we should approach it that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yes, I think Dennis has it right. We decided that if the IP didn't want it, they should have left it out of the MSR, and we're just going to work with what's in the MSR. Maybe I'm wrong, Michael, but I thought we had already reviewed these and come to conclusions. So I think that may already be done. We'll want to double check, but I think that's already been done. The only reason we were even thinking about it was the IP came back with the comment they did. And once we decided that, well, if it's in the MSR, that's enough for us. I don't think there's a need to go back and revisit it. Just say, yep, that's why we put it in, end of story. So I don't think there's anything really to be done here other than send the IP a note saying, you put it in, we're just using it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Bill. Michael, do you still want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Bill if you happen to remember where we already did this, because it's possible. This analysis results from an approach we developed where we were looking at kind of also non-visual variants. But it's possible that we already considered these pairs variants for other reasons. So if Bill remembers that, and we already did consider these pairs variants for other reasons, then we don't need to revisit these pairs and see if there are additional arguments for or against making them variants. Thank you.
I don't remember explicitly where we did it, but we did, I believe, decide already that they were variants for whatever reasons. We can spend some time digging back through all of our various analyses, but the conclusion was already reached. That's why it was in the draft. Thank you.
I might be wrong, please correct me if I'm wrong. As I remember, we decided those two characters not to be variants. Then after that, we have some input from IP saying that those two characters can be misused, for example, in French language, and it was insisting only on L with apostrophe and L with hook. And after that, we discovered that there are some more letters which are in the similar group. I mean, they are with apostrophe and with hook. And after that, I lost my way. Sorry. So one way could be that we look again at those print screens we have in this material and try to decide, try to vote. Maybe there are some more input for this question. Please, Michael, you are first in the row, and then we have Mats. Michael, please go on.
Yeah. Thank you. So regarding what you just said now, Mirjana, and your recollection of things, so I don't think it was quite that way. I think that integration panel did not ask us to make these variants. They asked us to exclude them from the reference.
Yes, you are right. They asked us. Yeah, you are right.
And we had thought about them being variants based on other arguments. And then when they asked us to exclude them from the repertoire, I think we decided that, first of all, the set is larger, which needs to be compared. And so we grouped these together. And secondly, we had discussion about whether they should be excluded from the repertoire from our side, and decided that we don't think so in general. And if IP thought so, they should have excluded them from MSR. So that's okay. My recollection, Mirjana.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Michael. Yes, I agree with you. They asked us to exclude it from the repertoire. It should be found somewhere in those papers we are using. Mats, please go on.
And this is Pitinen. I would like to be after Mats. Thank you.
Yeah, please, Pitinen. First we have Mats, then Pitinen. Mats, please go on.
Thank you. Well, I think that we should try to understand what the error situation or a security situation might be if one of these letters are permitted to be in a TLD label. So I think that they mean that if that is permitted to be in the TLD label, then someone might use an apostrophe instead, and that is then interpreted as end of the string, so that the instead of having this deal with Caron and maybe some other letters, then the label might end with a D instead, and and become another TLD. I think that might happen in a situation where there is some auto linkification. Not in the address bar of a web browser, but in a situation like in an email or something where the email program tries to make a link of it and then sees the apostrophe and interpret that as end of the domain name and creates the link just up till the apostrophe. But then it would look strange because then the linkification underlining would stop there. But then of course if you create something you might underline the rest. So maybe theoretical possibility that this could create a security confusion, which could create a security breach. Maybe.
Mats has finished. Bill, please go on. Bill.
Pitinan was next, I believe.
Yeah, Pitinan was next. Sorry for my memory doesn't last long. Pitinan, please go on.
Okay, I just want to draw attention to the text from the IP feedback. So I'll share again. This one, yes. Okay, so I guess originally IP mentioned these two code points in the context that because it's confused and at the first glance, they suggest that it perhaps can be considered to remove from the repertoire in the context of similarity to the apostrophe. And then they update the comment and kind of not push the strong point on removing, but they just request that the GP needs to be explicitly discuss the issues. And then some notes from the face-to-face meeting. So it seems like we reached the conclusion that two things. First, the T apostrophe should also be mentioned in the same section that the GP gonna explain about this. And the GP agreed that it can be in the repertoire, not an issue. It's just that we need to explain. And there is some mentioning about the explanation using some rationale around the font is supporting, especially for the Slovak and Czech fonts and keyboards. So just to remind that this is the intention of the IP. That's all. Thank you. And so, Dennis, do you want to pull up the InScript variance sheet I saw in the chat? Or is that
only if it supports what we're discussing. Sorry, what we're discussing about variant potentially variant candidates, but I'm not sure we are there yet.
Okay. So I put it up when it's come. Thank you.
Okay, Bill, please go on.
As I recall our discussion, there's no security issue because it's simply an attempted domain name with an apostrophe simply will get rejected. So there isn't any room for confusion there. My sense of the IP's reaction was that they were apparently concerned that somebody could use this to create a TLD that looked like it, what is used in, for instance, French, where there's a word with an apostrophe in it. And I think we decided that, well, if the user wants to get inventive and do that, so what? It's as long as everybody's clear that apostrophes don't occur in TLDs, there's not a security problem, and the fact that someone got inventive is not our problem. Thank you.
Michael, please.
I wanted to say more or less the same thing which Bill just said. I remember the situation similarly as he does. Thank you.
Okay. And what is proposal now? How to proceed? We have discussed, checked the facts. And Mats, please.
Yeah, so if you look in the chat, Dennis gives an example. I don't know if he is me, but that is, I mean, you have .tld. If you have a tld, which is tl and d with caron, anjo, and then you write it as dot tld apostrophe anjo, then there might be that the linkification in the email or something will stop at apostrophe. But I don't think it's fully as simple as Bill says that as long as the apostrophe isn't valid. We have to think about it twice, I think. Thank you.
Thank you much. Michael, please.
I was reading the examples in the chat room, trying to understand. So you are speaking about linkification, and you are saying that the linkification may stop at the apostrophe. But it is my understanding that linkification will automatically take a string, look for certain types of characters in that string, and break the string there. Now, D with a hook is not considered in the same type. It's not considered the same type of character as an apostrophe. So it's considered regular letter. So I don't think that linkification would somehow treat D with an apostrophe differently from, say, a regular D, because it's rule based. So I fail to see the issue. But I also didn't quite very well understand the explanations in the chat box. But if that's what you meant, I don't quite understand why this could be an issue. So I would be glad if anyone could explain better. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, please go on.
I think I will try to explain it in an email to the list, because then I could give
right.
Example instead. I didn't talk about D with a hook. I talked about D with caron, which is realized as D plus some kind of apostrophe like thing. Thank you.
We have Mats. So, but what to do with the hook and apostrophe? We put all the facts on the table. None of these facts gave me enough input to make decision by myself. But maybe some people from the group could give some suggestion. Please, Michael, go on.
Yes, Mariana. So I'm seeing two action items. First of all, Matt said he has some other scenario in his mind, which he's going to summarize in email. So we should wait for that data and that email, so we can consider those code points under that kind of framework and within that, under that aspect. And secondly, Bill said that we already had considered these code points as variant in another context. So I think the other action item would be to look at the proposal and see if we already have these characters in there as variants. And if that's the case, then we can still skip this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. You are helping me a lot because I'm not very clear these days. So, Pitinan, please put here two things to do, two action items. One is Mats' explanation about this. Mats will send the email trying to explain what he has just tried to explain orally here during the meeting. And another action is to check if those two, is already in other part of, yeah, of the variant analysis, identified as variant. Thank you, Michael, for helping me with this. Okay.
You're welcome.
So we shall postpone this for the next time. Now we have a next item for discussion, Latin small letter I versus Latin small letter dotless I versus Latin small letter iota. And we pronounce them, in the first glance, we pronounce them variants. And let's see further on what was the discussion, why those three things should not be variants. Someone has said something, probably, why he thinks it is not a good solution. Agree to have Paloschka and Latin L as variants, add Paloschka and small dotless I to string similarity table. For two, remove from the variant set, if we has not discussed further on, it should be included in generic leaf discussion. Sorry, could someone clarify this for me? It is a lot of, maybe Pitinan or someone else. What is the problem here? Yeah. I have a first Bill. Bill, please go on.
I'm sorry, that was a mistake.
Sorry? Oh.
Mistake, somebody else.
Somebody else, okay. Is there any candidate to try to summarize this thing and to give us the way through it? Michael, please.
Yeah, so we're saying to break things up somehow. First, we're saying Paloschka and Latin L are variants. Then we say Paloschka and dotless I should not be variants, and that similarity should be moved through the string similarity table. I think this had something to do with the fact that the, that the variant table would grow too large or extend across scripts and maybe create inscripts or something of the sort. I do not understand even myself the reference made for 2GP removed from the variant set. I assume it's the CIP review section 8.1 and then says 1, 2, 5, 6. So I think the 2 refers to that 2. So I would assume that we should open the document saying IP review and look at those points 2, 5, 6 to understand what this was about. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Pitinan, I'd like to come in as well.
Please, Pitinan. And then we have Bill and Mats. Pitinan, please go on.
Yes, just to explain my confusing notes here. So yes, like Michael suggests, the IP give feedback on this issue in the section 8.1, which is the generic clips. And because of the straight line is go into a few pairs like Paloschka, the dotless I, and the L, and other scripts. So they appear in 4 cases in that generic clips feedback, which is case 1, 2, 5, 6. I think we don't really got into the conclusions, but from my note, I saw the note from these two. But overall, it's also note that the whole section hasn't been finalized. So perhaps this is something we still need to discuss as well. And let me bring the 8.1 up so everybody can see. Thank you.
Bill, please.
Yeah, I remember now what this was about. The problem was that we had the Palochka as, at least tentatively, as variants of both the Latin L and the Latin dotless I. Mm. And the problem there was that the dotless I was already a variant of the letter I, and transitivity would therefore make L a variant of I, which is not permitted. So what we needed to do was look at those and decide which one. The Palochka would be a variant of L, or the Palochka would be a variant of dotless I. We can do either one, but we can only do one of those. And I think that was the core issue here. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It is a little bit clear now. Mats, please go on.
Thank you. I agree with Ben. We should take a decision which variant do we want to have as a formal variant, and which one do we want to have as just listed as similarity. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. So, it seems to me that we have to decide, should Palochka be a variant of dotless I or I or whatever, or to L? And what was the proposal? To put Palochka to L in similarity table, and the other one left it as it is. Mats, your hand is still up. Do you want to add something?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Then, thank you. Then we have Michael. Michael, please go on.
Yeah, so I think it was the other way around to what you said just now, Mariana.
Okay.
So keep Palochka and Latin L and move Palochka and dotless I to string similarity. At least this is what it says here in the text, and I think this is also what it said in the other document.
And then I just wanted
to ask, there were, I think, 3 points mentioned in the document we just saw. So it said 8.1 and then said something like 1, 2, 5, 8 or something. So one refers to the issue. I'm not seeing the other issues, how they relate to it from the first look.
This is Peter Lang. I put it in because that is where the dotless eyes appear. So one decision might involve the others. Just to bring it into attention, that's all. For example, dotless I and Arabic Aleph is something in question. And then also these characters from Myanmar and the Hebrew letter Vav.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pitinen. Michael, you want to say something more?
No, sorry, I forgot lowering my hand. But
so okay,
I
thank you.
Then we should discuss these 5 bullet points one after the other, right?
Let's hear what Bill has to say. Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I think... basically, this should get covered when we look at the generic glyph, do the generic glyph analysis that we have on our plate. I do note that when Dennis was building this table, it appears that he was only looking at the cases which I had listed as variants, and there are another group which were back in the appendix as merely confusable. And since that was my arbitrary view, we probably ought to include those as well. And if we do that, I think we will end up dealing with this issue there. Thank you.
So Bill, I didn't catch properly. What are you suggesting to? Because Dennis made some a sheet with these letters from the other scripts, and you are proposing to make more to take some more examples which you put somewhere else.
I put two tables in. One went in as variants in the body of the text, and the other one went in the appendix as confusables. And since that was entirely my individual judgment rather than everyone else, I think both sets need to get reviewed, and I believe the dotless I in Polochka may occur there, which did not occur in the ones that Dennis has already captured. So it's just a matter of expanding the analysis spreadsheet a little bit. And I can take care of doing that this afternoon if you wish.
Okay, thank you, Bill, for this discussion. What do you think, could it help us to resolve this problem if Bill put some more strings in the proposed sheet for which Dennis has made? Sorry, I'm a little bit confused. It is a difficult matter to discuss, and I'm not all very well at this moment. Michael, please go on.
No problem, Mariana. So as I understand Bill's comment, he wants to extend the potential variant set, which if he feels it's necessary, he should do by all means, I assume. I'm just saying that we're jumping back and forth from document to document without answering these points and discussing them together. So could we just look up the screenshots which are here in this document above the bit which is shown now to understand whether these screenshots actually impact our variant sets or not? Because I didn't understand with the speed that we went through. Thank you.
And okay, we are looking, Michael, we are looking at the screenshot, and I see all those three glyphs are different. And shall we vote for this?
What does it say under the screenshot as conclusion?
Sorry? Findings? Yeah. So?
So these three are declared as
Not distinguishable,
and therefore they shouldn't be in the variant set. So then the only other graphic which is relevant seems to be the next one, right?
Yeah.
And there it's comparing which two, because it doesn't give the name. I assume it's what? Dotless I and L? Do I understand that correctly?
No, it must be Dotless I and Polochka, right?
Dotless.
I'm not sure.
269. Nine iota, Latin. Okay.
Okay, iota. So here iota and dotless I are compared, right? Yeah. And the reviewer says they are identical in italic versions. And I tend to agree somehow. So does this impact our variant table? Did we already have iota in that set? Because I think we already have discussed dotless I versus other things a lot. So my impression is that the new information which comes out from this is that we should see whether iota was already part of our variant table or not.
And so your opinion, Michael, is that whatever we have done up to now, this analysis should confirm our previous analysis or say that something we have done was wrong. Let's hear Dennis. Maybe he has.
Thank you, Mirjana. So I was going to ask, I mean, I think we have done this in the InScript analysis. I mean, we review vowels, consonants, and I'm sure these characters are going to be in that analysis. I think we are repeating this discussion.
Things. Probably
possible.
Right. Yeah, probably you are right. Let's put just here to check. Pitinen is giving us. So we have it declared as variant. It is. We are close to the end of this discussion today, of this hour. Let's just put an action item here to check if everything what is detected in this analysis agrees with the previous analysis made during our InScript variant analysis. Is it okay for everyone? Because I cannot remember all those code points, and I'm remembering names of the letters. Sorry. So, and we are close to the end of this of today's meeting. So, Pitinen, please just put the action items here. Action items for this specific situation. Yeah. Check if it agrees with the previous InScript analysis. Yeah. That's it. And after this analysis, we shall see. Should all those things be discussed in the future or not? Okay, I'm asking you, I don't know what is the situation in your countries because of this coronavirus and all the, those stuff. I'm stuck in my flat and sitting the whole day inside. So do you think that we can proceed with, my question is, do you think that we can proceed with these meetings, with these telephone calls once a week? Or shall we make some more, shall we take some other timing? Mats, please go on.
Well, the situation for me is a little bit different because we're not stuck. So I'm free to go out, et cetera, even though I just work from home. But I think that we should continue with the meetings. We could reschedule them. We could have longer meetings if you think that we would be more productive if we have longer meetings. So I'm open to change it. But I think it would be unwise to have a break of several weeks or months because then we lose time.
Yeah.
I think it's better to have a meeting once a week because then we get better progress. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you much for this input, because my feeling is the same. We have 7 cases here, although we, let's say, somehow solved 3 of them, exactly just one. But in a few, let's say, 2 or 3 meetings, maybe the problems later on will be simpler. We have to finalize this. To finalize this analysis, to fill the table Dennis provided, and we have all the data we need. We just have to start after that to put all those data in the report. We are pretty close to the end, and I also propose to have meetings every week as we have done up to now. Mats, please go on.
Yes, I'm open for, I see that people don't want to have longer meetings. I'm open to have some other meeting time if that would work better for other people. So I'm open to such a change.
Okay, but it seems that some people have more things to do. They don't have enough time to commit to this situation. So we shall stay to this once week meeting and hopefully finish all those things in the next month or few months. Okay. So I want to thank you all for taking your part in this discussion today. We shall have next meeting in 1 week, same time. And I wish you a good stay at your home and be well, please. Take care. So goodbye.
Thank you. Be safe, everyone.
Be safe, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.